2025 was welcomed with a bang.
The golden age of America begins right now.
President Trump is the father of our movement.
Breaking news overnight, the social media app TikTok
went dark.
I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us.
Users are migrating to a different video sharing platform.
Welcome to Red Note.
6 different wildfires in fire-ravaged LA.
It's believed some 12,000 homes and structures have burned to the ground.
Gestures some are comparing
to a Nazi salute.
This is an order creating and implementing the Department of Governmental Efficiency, known as DOGE.
One of his targets,
the USAID, thousands of staff and contractors were fired.
The president has ordered
to end all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, programs.
Elon Musk bids farewell to the White House today.
DOGE is done.
The Jeffrey Epstein files
were released last night.
Many of the documents were heavily redacted.
Houthi PC small group.
They were running a war plan on a messaging app and didn't even know who was invited into the conversation.
Houthis is short for Houthis idiots running our government.
The deadliest plane crash in more than two decades in the U.S.
claimed the lives of over two dozen athletes, coaches, and family members.
We cannot just let this break us.
Turn out a Super Bowl halftime show. Kendrick Lamar will be the first solo hip-hop artist to headline.
Gaga set the world record
for the highest attended concert by a female artist.
2.5 million fans attended it.
Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny making history with his first ever residency.
Bad Bunny said you were lit.
Everybody was feeling it.
And the Oscar goes to
Long Live Independent Film.
Sinners is topping the box office charts.
Have a wonderful last day.
A man charging at Ariana Grande as she walked a red carpet.
K-pop Demon Hunter is the movie, Netflix's most streamed movie of all time.
Wow. People waiting on long lines for hours.
Trump telling Zelensky in a meeting,
you're gambling with World War III.
America's really scary right now.
Omar Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador, an administrative error.
Sending National Guard troops into Washington.
Rallies across the country opposing President Trump's agenda.
As part of Saturday's No Kings protest.
Gen Z protests erupting in pockets around the globe.
We are the movement!
Nepal has been upended by a youth quake.
At least 22 killed in anti-government protests on the streets of Madagascar.
Growing questions about what caused that catastrophic ship crash into the Brooklyn Bridge.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore are back on Earth.
Hey, space!
I feel super connected to love.
Three for the win and goal!
Last night in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, he tore his Achilles.
The NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. Coco has conquered the play!
The Los Angeles Dodgers now celebrating back-to-back World Series titles.
Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups have been arrested.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years.
Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again.
And he's signing the bill, the one big, beautiful bill.
This is Cheesecake Factory menu, Howard. This is for the luncheon after, okay? I'm getting Bang Bang tacos. Give me this.
Markets plunging.
Hollywood is remembering Val Kilmer.
Legendary singer Ozzy Osbourne has died.
Gene Hackman and his wife and dog found dead in their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Diane Keaton has died in California.
Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle are found dead in an apparent homicide.
Pope Francis has died.
Just a day after meeting with J.D. Vance.
I think we can say this is white smoke, and they have selected a pope.
Leonem decimum quartum.
This is stunning. It is an American Monsignor.
Sydney Sweeney, Casper Keynes.
I think her ad is fantastic.
6-7 is dictionary.com's word of the year.
6-7.
The CDC's advisory panel was completely overhauled by Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
New numbers show the measles virus spreading like wildfire.
Acetaminophen.
An earthquake caused devastation in Mandalay and other cities.
A nighttime tornado in Arkansas Friday night. That was an EF4 tornado that caused a lot of damage in Diaz.
The catastrophic flooding killing at least 104 people in six counties.
I just remember holding him so he would get swept in the flood.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Beijing.
As the Chinese President Xi Jinping is showing off his country's arsenal and military might to the world.
It's called Deep Seek.
NVIDIA.
Down big.
President Trump
just gave NVIDIA and AMD the green light to sell chips to China.
Hamas and Israel have reached a ceasefire.
In Rafah.
At least 31 Palestinians have been killed.
Those who are supposed to represent us are betraying all oppressed peoples of the world.
Famine has been declared in Gaza.
The Gaza famine.
The first images of those 20 Israeli hostages turned over.
Chaos and horror on a college campus.
Charlie Kirk was shot.
The alleged killer of Charlie Kirk reportedly confessing to the assassination.
Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Will be off the air, quote, indefinitely.
I absolutely have the right to
free speech.
Free speech.
It's so important to have a free press.
My face. Why are you in my face? Why are you recording me?
This former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted.
And one of President Trump's biggest grievances, the 2016 Russia investigation.
John Bolton has just been indicted.
Week one of testimony in the Sean Diddy Combs trial coming to an end.
50 months in prison.
In the last few moments, further files relating to the pedophile Jeffrey Epstein have been released.
And they show powerful figures like President Trump, Trump advisor Steve Bannon, and former President Bill Clinton.
No more questions from you. Who else has a question?
Watching this actually turn into a fight has ripped MAGA apart.
I'll be resigning from office with my last day being January 5th, 2026.
Japan's parliament has appointed the country's first female prime minister, Sanae Takai.
It means that Japan's politics has taken a shift to the right.
I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity. New York will be the light.
We will rise higher.
Mikey Sherrill.
Abigail Spanberger, Virginia's first woman governor.
The current government shutdown has now become the longest in U.S. history.
It's been about a month since the shutdown began.
More than 500,000 federal workers are missing their first full paycheck.
SNAP benefits and air travel operations are facing growing disruption.
Sudan's civil war has entered a new horrific phase.
14 million people have been displaced.
Sudanese cities have become battlegrounds.
Another U.S. strike on an alleged drug trafficking boat.
Here we go again.
Nobody was texting war plans, and that's all I have to say about that.